Does the theory of the technological singularity make sense? This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Yesterday, we heard from Patrick Tucker of the Futurist magazine about the notion of the singularity. It's a theory held by inventor Ray Kurzweil that by about 2030, exponentially advancing technology will create super intelligent machines, a kind of merging of human and machine intelligence and immortality for humans. Tucker says he'd actually like to see such a future, finds it at least plausible, but wouldn't exactly bet on the singularity happening.
Even Moore's law sees an end point for how efficient and how cheap a regular transistor can get. And at that point, you know, it's sort of like a barrier. And Kurzweil would say, well, at this point, we would be relying on quantum computing power. And the criticism there is that quantum computing does not exist. Ray Kurzweil sees human beings lengthening their lifespans through the use of nanorobotics. Nanorobotics does not exist. It is, at this point, a hypothetical science. There's been some really interesting and fantastic breakthroughs in nanotechnology, but these are limited almost entirely to basic materials science. So we're not at the point yet where we can conceive of how to build a microscopic robot that would travel through the bloodstream and perform functions, highly, you know, very difficult functions on behalf of like a programmer. That's not something we can figure out yet. So the criticism is that he's basing this forecast of exponential progress on the basis of things that do not are within the realm of possibility from a physics perspective, but that don't yet exist.
Kurzweil says nothing will get in the way of this kind of technological explosion that will lead to a super intelligence and a kind of immortality and a merging of humans and computers. But if this super intelligence is as powerful as he predicts, then it seems like it would be able to stop the progress if it decided that it wasn't such a great thing for humans to live forever or for machines to be smarter than humans. So maybe it's not so inevitable after all. Maybe it could sort of be a self-regulating thing where the super intelligent beings say stop.
On the one hand, I think you would say that the progression of technology is inevitable without any legislation on the subject. He thinks that it's important that when humans create things that everything that humans create in a way is an expression of human values too. So in much the same way our very elaborate military equipment has fail-safes, so any artificial intelligent entity in the future will be in all levels of its programming would carry some reverence for the human species. One of the things that he does talk about that's very important, and I do think deserves a lot of mainstream consideration, is the fact that, as you said, our institutions aren't actually built to deal with rapidly changing circumstances on a global scale. I mean, we have, in the United States, we have protocols for dealing with war. If we're attacked in sort of like a sneak attack fashion, you know, there's a constitutional process that plays out, but we don't have a protocol for dealing with information technology leading to a sudden explosion of intelligence.
Patrick Tucker of the Futurist magazine. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.